Good evening. If you'd please turn your Bibles to Romans 15, verses 4 and 5, that'll be the first scripture that I'll be speaking from. Again, that's Romans 15, verses 4 through 5. For whatever was written in earlier times was written for our instruction, so that through perseverance and the encouragement of the scriptures we might have hope. Now, may the Lord who gives perseverance and encouragement grant you to be the same mind with another according to Christ Jesus. So that just says that things were written in earlier times, were written for our instruction and encouragement. Now from 2 Kings 5, 1 through 14, we learn that Naaman made several mistakes. By studying this, we can learn from the mistakes that he made and warn others that we don't make the same mistakes. From the lesson we know, Naaman needed help, and that was in verse 1 of 2 Kings 5, and it tells us that he was a great and honorable man. However, he was a leper. We also know that God is the only one who could cure him. A lesson for us today is that only God can provide us forgiveness of sin. If you could please turn your Bibles to Romans 6, I'll read verses 21 through 23 to back up what I just said. Again, that's Romans 6, 21 through 23. Therefore, what benefit were you then deriving from the things of which you are now ashamed? For the outcome of those things is death. But now, having been freed from sin and enslaved to God, you derive your benefit, resulting in sanctification, and the outcome, eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. We also know that Naaman went to the wrong man for help from verses 4 through 7 in chapter 5 of 2 Kings. Obviously, the king of Israel did not have the power of God to heal Naaman of his leprosy. For us, people of today go to various people instead of coming to the Savior, Jesus Christ, for help. If you could now please turn your Bibles to John 14, 6. Again, that is John 14, 6. Jesus said to him, I am the way, I am the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. Next, we see that Naaman also learned that his cleansing or cure was conditional. What I mean by that is he had to follow the instructions of God's prophet to be cleansed. And we know from verse 10 when it says, Elisha sent a messenger to him saying, go and wash in the Jordan 7 times, and your flesh will be restored to you, and you'll be clean. Just like Naaman had to obey the prophet to be cured, people today, we must obey Christ to be forgiven of our sins. Please turn your Bibles to Hebrews 5, and I'll read verses 8 and 9. Again, that's Hebrews 5 and verses 8 and 9. Although he was a son, he learned obedience from the things which he suffered. And having been made perfect, he became to those who obey him the author of eternal salvation. So Christ had to be obedient so that we have to do the same today. Another thing that happened was Naaman became angry in verses 11 and 12, and that says, Naaman was furious and went away and said, behold, I thought he will surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God, and wave his hand over the place and cure the leper. Are not Adonai and Pharpar the rivers of Damascus better than all the waters of Israel? Could I not wash in them and be clean? So he turned and went away in a rage. Naaman didn't like the instructions he was given because the water was filthy. Today man becomes angry when they hear the truth of God's word. And in Acts 22, verses 15 through 16, it says, for you'll be a witness for him to all men of what you have seen and heard. Now why do you delay? Get up and be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on his name. Also, a lot of people do not respond or refuse to follow God's word and when they should not be delaying to do so. Next, Naaman wanted to be cured his way, as it says in verse 12. Naaman had it figured out how he could be cured. He didn't want to have to do it another way. People today want to be saved, but only according to their plans. With that said, please turn to James 2 and verse 24. Again, that's James 2 and verse 24. And that says, you see that a man is justified by works and not by faith alone. Faith means that we must do the works that is pleasing and acceptable to God. Another thing Naaman tried to do was change or substitute the instructions given to him, which is also found in verse 12. He wanted to substitute the Jordan River for the rivers of Damascus because those were cleaner. Many people today think that they can be saved by substituting human things for the direction of God. In Matthew 7, verses 21 through 23, if you turn your Bibles there real quick. Again, that's Matthew 7, 21 through 23. That says, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven will enter. Many will say to me on that day, 'Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, in your name cast out demons, in your name perform many miracles?' And then I'll declare to them, 'I never knew you. Apart from me, you who practice lawlessness.'" So that clearly states that we have to follow God's word and not change it to our liking to be saved. My last point is that Naaman was blessed at obedience in verses 13 through 14, and Naaman had to recognize and accept God's way and obey it before he could be cured of his leprosy. For us, no one can be saved today until he believes God and becomes obedient to God's will. Concluding, the lesson to be learned is that we must go to God and follow his word and his plan for us to receive salvation. If you are not a Christian, you need to believe, repent, and confess Jesus as your Savior, then be baptized and live a faithful life. If you need prayers of the church or need to repent of sins committed, please come forward now as we stand and sing.